hello. Welcome back to iBits.
Shouldn't I be holding it?
Oh yeah, you hold it. We're going to go for a drive with Leo. Blackman. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
That's good.
Do you want to tell people about your performance in the fantasy football?
No.
Second place out of 55.
Second out of 55, Kelvin.
And these beep beep people think it's a fluke.
We think it's... Oh. Do you know what? You're not going to lead a seatbelt, Kelv. I wouldn't even bother putting that on.
It does smell a bit. I didn't really want that around my body.
No, I'll put my seatbelt on.
Oh, that's weird.
But you
You got yours on, Leo?
I got mine on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you won't need yours.
Oh. Yeah. Careful, wouldn't want an accident.
No, exactly. Right, so is there any news? Any personal news? Has anyone got any personal news?
Any personal secrets?
There's this family in Brighton that went to all you can eat restaurant.
Yeah,
wow.
Super heavy, you know, like the heavy family, like they're the big side.
They're Americans?
No, they're British.
Oh, they're British, okay.
And basically, they were told not to come back.
Yeah, I read about that. It's in the paper.
Yeah, it's in today's
paper.
How is it? That's discrimination. It's all you can eat.
No, they're taking the piss, I think.
No, but it's all you can eat.
Yeah, with this, like, all you can eat broadband, it's within limits.
No, so don't say it. Don't tell me I have unlimited broadband when I actually only have 1 gigabyte. That doesn't make any sense.
No, they've been in trouble for that, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, so they've changed it. I mean, fucking lies.
Yeah, so a bit of technology news thrown in there with Leo's food news. Sorry, that was a close call. Nearly hit someone then. I've got to pay a bit more attention to the road.
Likewise, don't tell me it's all you can eat, but then I can only have two or three plates. I mean, personally, one plate is enough for me.
Am I allowed down here?
I wouldn't go to an all you can eat.
You sure?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm speaking here.
Sorry, I'm driving.
I wouldn't go into all you can eat food.
Sorry, I crashed off. Sir is listening to Leo.
I don't need more than a plate of food.
You don't need more than
a plate.
So why would you go to an all you can eat?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't. Listen, motherfucking listen.
Jesus.
All right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So why does it upset you so much that there's... Because you should be glad. From your point of view, you should be like, yeah, you greedy bastard.
Yeah.
Good, you got what you deserve.
I'm not. This is the worst. Greedy, but according to what was written, they could eat as much as they want until they died. Who cares?
Until they die. Is that what it said on the poster? Eat as much as you want until you die.
All right.
I just think it's wrong.
Do you think there should be an asterisk with a little postscript underneath it saying all you can eat, like within reason, within the bounds of 18?
So don't say all you can eat then. Just don't make it all you can eat restaurant because
all that we perceive you can eat.
All that you perceive you can eat.
No, all that we perceive
that's you can, a bit much, isn't
can
it?
Eat. There has. Well, what do you make of this girl that's gone missing in?
Which girl?
Well, we got an email. The girl that's gone missing in France.
They told us about it.
Leo. Yeah.
All right. Please, let her come home.
No, not that girl.
Oh, what, there's another one.
Yeah, the girl that went missing in France with the teacher, with the maths teacher.
The pedo.
Oh, she's back though.
She's back. Yeah, but. We got an email from a guy named Andy, who, he was furious, he wrote it all in caps lock.
What did he say?
Saying, what's the bloody problem? The reason he went to France with her is because the legal age in France is 15, so he's allowed to do what he wants in France with her.
Allowed to bum 15 year olds in France.
Yeah,
that's
so
why they went to France, okay.
So and he knew that, apparently, because his girlfriend is French, and she's 15.
He's married.
No.
We've got an email.
Married.
Who's married?
The guy who took the
girl. Oh, he is. Yeah, Leo's right. Yeah.
He's married, isn't he?
Yeah. He is married. Yeah.
Yeah,
a married guy. Yeah.
What a bounder.
And a cad. Yeah. So, what do you make of that? Because what about R. Kelly? He experienced similar problems, didn't he? Where he was weeing on a girl from one state and it was landing on her in another state and he was getting in trouble for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it where the wee originates?
I think it is where the wee originates.
That's what the law says.
Yeah. Yeah, or is it where the piss falls? Because I've heard that as a legal precedent before as well. You've had enough already, haven't you?
Just crashed a car.
Let's get back to the French case. So what was this email about?
Don't you think he was an idiot for not waiting until she was 16? Because she was only 15. A few months
there.
No, you can go. No, you can't. Not there. Go straight on and left.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so he Kelvin, you think that he should have waited till she was 16.
Which would have been fine.
Yeah.
He would have still been cheating on his wife, but yeah. I've only found out this.
And having sex with his student.
Either way, it would have been wrong. Illegal.
Either way, it would have been wrong because he's a teacher and she's a student.
Yeah,
it would have been wrong, but it wouldn't have been illegal. He wouldn't be going to prison now, would he?
Yeah, he'll just lose his job.
Yeah.
Now he's losing his job and going to prison.
And probably going to get the shit kicked out of him for...
Oh, he's not going to have a good time in prison, is he? He's not going to have a good time at all.
So, I'll state again, what an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, for a few more months, he could have waited and just wanked.
But when you got a boner, you got a boner.
He's married. So why would
he could have just had sex. With his horrible, like,
old
sexually...
wife. Yeah. His horrible old 28-year-old wife, who's disgusting.
So disgusting.
Depressed over the hill.
I can't fault him, really.
No. So, Leo, do you think he's an idiot and he should be in trouble for what he's done?
Well, according to law, he was wrong and, he's an idiot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Where did this person send this email? Who's this person anyway?
It's just a listener. He said why he'd been offline. Why he's been offline for a while. Really looking forward to hearing what you guys thought about that case.
Do we want to say why we've been off for a while? Because there's big Ibits plans coming up in the future, aren't there?
Yeah. Go on then. So yeah, why have we been off?
Well, where have you been? You've been in America, Leo. Yeah. Americaning it up.
Looking at other podcasts.
Yeah, that's about it, isn't it? Yeah, you're going to dump us.
Maximising
your potential.
Our potential.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a dump on us?
Are you going to dump us, Leo? Because
some people actually missed us.
We saw you talking to other podcasters, and then we walked in the room and you kind of...
Is that guy having a piss in a pond?
He's not having a piss in a pond. It looks that way.
Oh.
Throwing bread at ducks. We walked in the room, saw you talking to other podcasters, and you went all red faced.
I have conversations with regular people.
Yeah, but you went all coy when we came along and changed the subject.
Because I don't want you to hear what I was talking to them about. It was a private conversation.
About us?
Not necessarily.
I think he's embarrassed by us as well. That's a lot of the problem.
Just be honest about it. So, do we want some news?
Should we do some actual news?
Yeah, that's personal news.
Let's not talk about this little girl that's gone missing. We've already spoken about one girl going missing.
Education. 9 out of 10 teachers to take action.
There's a little boy gone missing in Wales. Or is it a little
girl?
That's
a little girl as well.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
9 out of 10 teachers take action. Teachers will today step up industrial action over issues including pay, pensions and workload. Nuts member.
Oh God.
Jesus.
God. We probably shouldn't do this while driving.
That's really difficult to read the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Drinking coffee and driving or tea, whatever it is you're
Yeah, this person behind me is really pissed off because I'm driving so slowly. I'll speed it up a little bit. We'll be fine. It's alright.
What could possibly go wrong? More about missing children. There's old, what's his name? Milibands.
Ed Milibands. It's the American presidential... It's coming up. It's tonight, mate.
Yeah,
the first debate. Kelvin, you staying up to watch that?
Yeah, what time's it on?
2 a.m.
Nah.
Leo, you staying up for it?
Of course.
Are you really?
Yeah. Normally up at that time anyway.
You're up at that time anyway, are you?
I suffer from insomnia.
He's not a black guy. That's just bags under his eyes. This is so fucking tired.
Crime!
You're Mitt Romney through and through, though, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm none of the above, actually.
Go on, crime. Give us some crime.
Crime. 12 years jail for 100k bank inside job.
Wow.
A bank manager who deliberately timed putting out rubbish so two gunmen could rob her branch was jailed for 12 years.
What? She timed it.
Christabella.
Ugly.
Oh,
she's a bank manager.
Yeah, I know. I like the way that you're the one who's like assumed that she couldn't possibly be a bank manager.
Because she's black.
Oh, hold on.
You tired racist bastard.
Hey.
I'm confused. I just saw a picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that the bank manager?
Yeah.
It could have been him.
No, he stabbed.
I love this picture.
So I was just trying to figure out who the bank manager was because there are two pictures. It's another motherfucking racist.
It's another case of picking the worst picture for someone when they've done something bad.
They do. Look
at that face.
Can you please set the record straight that I wasn't being a racist?
Well, we're not entirely sure. So,
do you want to explain to Leah what this guy's done and how he's why he's not a bank manager?
This guy killed his kids with a knife.
The XRA.
And then he stabbed himself in the chest with a massive knife.
The XRA guy, okay.
What dickhead? Let's go and get road rage on that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tormented Mick Peterson.
Son of pedo!
Was taking revenge on his estranged wife when he stabbed their two young children to death, then killed himself, a friend claimed yesterday.
What an awful thing to do. Revenge. Yeah, isn't it?
That's proper revenge.
Taking my kids with me.
You're taking your kids with you?
Obviously, you're agreeing with him. Yeah, I'm going to take my kids.
Having buried like an Egyptian down the bottom of your... like Mr. Burns with Smithers.
Yeah. Caught on trial for child abuse 63 years ago.
God,
He looks like a fake old person. He looks like... what's his face in Prometheus?
Hugh Laurie. No. You've seen Prometheus.
Richard...
Dreyfuss.
You can't go anywhere if he goes straight.
Let's all prove Leo wrong. Alright, we'll go straight. This is unheard of territory for iBits. Who was the guy in Prometheus, Leo, that played the old boy? Australian actor? Hugh Grant? No. Cary Grant?
In Memento.
Go straight.
Guy Pearce. He looks like Guy Pearce. Listeners.
Yeah.
In Prometheus.
Down here?
Guy Pearce was not in Prometheus.
Yes, he is. The old man. Oh, for fuck's sake, Leo. You don't know nothing about films.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I'm telling you,
nothing.
Guy Pearce.
Who is it then?
Guy Pearce. That's what you said, though. You were saying it wasn't.
For fuck's sake. Oh man, enough, let me out.
No, stay in. Just a couple more minutes.
I'm gonna die in this car if I'm staying in here any longer. Alleged paedophile.
Is that him? Guy Pearce?
Yeah, Guy Pearce, an alleged paedophile called Guy Pearce, went on trial yesterday in what is thought to be the oldest criminal case in English law. Reginald Davies, 78, is accused of sexually abusing four girls, one now aged 71. Sorry.
Why is that funny?
Sorry, old lady. Now aged 71 between 1949 and 1973. He operated a regime of prolonged sexual abuse from the age of 8.
He was abusing them from the age of 8?
That's not... she was. Prolonged sexual abuse from the age of 8 for one victim, a court was told. The ex-serviceman from South Wales moved to Perth, Australia in 1974 and was extradited last September. Hannah Llewellyn Waters, prosecuting, said... Do you want to do it in Jamaican accent?
Can you wave to us? He's just saying thank you.
Yeah. That was a zebra crossing. Without the flashy bit. Burglary. Teen comes clean over 340 crimes.
Wow.
A teenager has confessed to raiding more than 280 homes and stealing 60 cars in a criminal career which started when he was 12.
Bloody hell.
How old is he now?
He is... unaged. Have you ever had anything?
He's
not
a teenager.
Maybe, I don't know.
Nah, I wouldn't have his picture in
it. Well, it says a teenager has confessed.
You don't listen, Adam.
I'm 19.
I'm trying to bloody drive here and not kill us.
He's 19.
Fine, I'll up it a little bit more, my carelessness. Bloody hell.
19 he is.
19?
Yeah.
No, 19.
Have you ever been burgled, Leo?
Like that song?
Yeah.
What's that, Calvin?
Have you ever been burgled or robbed in any way?
I've been stolen from my bike.
You you been stolen for your bike?
I've had bits
stolen
from my bike.
I thought you were lifted off your bike and taken off into the forest.
Just kept pedaling.
Oh, that's kind.
what's the time like, Leo?
Oh, it's half past.
Oh, okay. Bloody hell, how many times am I going to have to drive around? I've used a tank of petrol.
Dr. Hook?
That was your idea,
okay. It was my idea.
Maybe park up for a bit.
Yeah, all right, I'll go park up for a bit.
Yeah, in that layby.
Do you think? Oh, crap. I'll park up where usual Ibits News desk place. Hmm. Yeah. Captain Hook?
Dr. Hook.
Oh, Dr. I can eat my lunch then. What am I doing?
It's not even very nice today. Dr. Hook?
Yeah.
Hamza's last ditch bid to block extradition over his failing health. Oh, for...
What'd you make of him, Leo?
Who?
Him, Abu Hamza, Hook Man.
Oh, yeah, that's just a lame excuse.
You want him, don't you?
Badly.
Yeah. You want him badly? Wow.
Dr. Hook.
Blunder, he's frosty.
Sorry.
Oh, so what's he say? He doesn't want
to. He says he's ill.
Too ill to go.
What do you mean, cold. Too ill to go? What, he can't travel?
Yeah, he's got a cold.
Could you read that, please?
Hate preacher Abu Hamza claims he is too ill to be extradited, especially as he can't get a decent night's kip in Belmarsh prison. The hook-handed fanatic says he needs an MRI scan to check his health.
He should have his hook replaced with a lovely little cushion.
Why isn't the British going away with this guy? Why are we...
That's actually
no.
No, shit. I just looked at the lady. She called me such a lady.
I should be after you now.
Oh, God.
Drive!
Sorry, Leo. Why are we paying so much money to get him extradited?
No, just to even... look
they
after
should
him.
Go on that... what's that? Silver Road? Silk Road?
Silk Road.
Silk
what?
Road and get him assassinated.
Oh, I was going to... I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that.
Oh.
Don't know whether... Actually, we can, because it's very open. Do you know about the Silk Road? It's mental, Leo. It's basically, it's a black market on the internet. If you go through a proxy server...
And you get paid running, in bits.
Yeah, bitcoins, a new currency.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
People buying drugs.
With bitcoins?
Yeah. Online. People buying heroin, assault rifles... And you can apparently you can chip in and you can assassins for hire. You can pay to have
and
someone.
How do you get Bitcoin?
You just swap regular money for bitcoins.
But then how do you exchange it back into?
So what's the point of having bit money then?
So you can buy drugs and assassins.
Oh, because you can't use real cash because it can be traced.
Yeah, so it's untraceable. Bitcoin, yeah, see. But that's what I was saying. I was saying I might go on there and get some mushrooms as my last hurrah.
You've never done mushrooms.
I've done them once before, but I might just as my last hurrah. Do them. It might help me with what we're working on at the moment.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit in the woods and do some mushrooms that I bought with some bitcoins.
So you purchased bitcoins?
Oh, Jimmy Savile.
I haven't yet.
Jimmy Savile's a pedo now, isn't he?
Oh, do you know Jimmy Savile?
Who's that?
That guy.
Who's he?
He's dead.
Strip Jimmy
Savile of his knighthood. Backlash after child abuse claims. Shames.
Why was he knighted?
He did a lot for charity.
Shamed Sir Jimmy Savile could be posthumously stripped of his knighthood. They stink.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Do you want one?
No, sorry, that's right. I'm a restricted calorie today.
Oh, of course you are, yeah.
Why?
They Arson? Discovered that he was bubby kids.
Was he really?
Yeah. They reckon so. What are you throwing out the window there, Leo?
Shop. Oh no.
There is. There's.
We're beginning to say crisp in America now.
Yeah, I've read about this. You heard about this? All the Britishisms.
No.
It's creeping into the Americans.
What else
ginger?
Are you taking back over there?
Ginger.
Instead of what?
Redhead.
Cheeky. Right.
Instead of.
No, just on its own, just cheeky.
What would you have said before?
If you're being cheeky, I'll be like, you're being an asshole.
Wow, what a jump.
You cheeky monkey. You monkey's ass. Yeah, I'm going to rest of
I wasn't familiar with K-Cole at all.
I like that. He came up to me really excited yesterday and told me about K-Cole and explained what it meant to me.
K-Cole? Yeah. As in Mel?
Yeah.
Alright. Pie hole, you can say that instead. What about lug hole for your ear? Your lug hole.
Is
that?
Yeah.
Who's that? That's Forrester, that's the pedo. You should have waited.
Sorry.
A pedo who should have waited. That's what we'll call his biography.
That's like an old Chinese name or something, like a wisdom name. Yeah. The pedo who should have waited.
Would you have waited like a few months for her?
Nah, she's not nice. Is she? Sorry, love.
She's just gotten him in trouble and ruined his career.
Yeah.
His life, mate. See?
Yeah, his whole life.
Get this, though. I read an article the other day in the paper. Another girl who did exactly the same thing at 15 ran off with her teacher. She's made a fortune now that this one's done it by selling her story. So in 15 years' time, if someone else does it, she can make a fortune. She's box savvy.
Crime house raids plunge to a 27-year low. Burglaries are at a 27-year low, and people are safer in their homes than they have been in a generation. Nice bit of news there.
Yeah. Oh, Justin Lee Collins.
Oh, no. Look at Liam Neeson.
Oh, why don't you like that?
It's horrible.
Oh, what's going on?
Got all fat and chubby.
He's like 80 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, 60. Yeah, but just don't take your clothes off.
Yeah, true. Why is he on the shitter on TV as well?
See, all his films have dried up.
Lotto cash milk system.
What are you reading? Why are you reading like that?
Oh, sorry. How was I reading?
Read it to the camera.
Read that headline, you knobhead.
You
that.
Lesbian cokehead sex addict. You have gambled with my life.
Yeah.
That's her?
That's a lesbian. What about her? Would you pick her up in a nightclub?
She's lovely.
So, did he not know she's a lesbian before he...
I think he's using it in a derogatory sense. No, because he's actually a lesbian. So he's like, he used to be on TV. Not many people like him. He's very irritating.
Okay.
And she's doing him for apparently abusing him, but she's obviously mental. I read her in the other day. She's accused him of punching her in the vagina. And she told her mum about that, and her mum said, yeah, no, you can't do that. He's your boyfriend. And so she started suing him. He's like the equivalent of your, like, Johnny Carson. Not Johnny Carson. Who's the bloke with the red hair who hosts the talk show? Conan O'Brien. He's like our Conan O'Brien. No one really likes him.
Is he funny though? We see, we like Conan. We love Conan.
I wouldn't.
Conan is the shit.
Is he?
Yeah, funny.
Do you know Conan O'Brien?
Nope.
No. Yeah, but you're British.
She look a bit British. Like. He looks a bit like Pat, like young Pat, doesn't she?
Femme fatale.
Oh, not for young Pat. Get poor girl accused of brutally murdering her final client, her frail client. 69. In a 69!
A prostitute battered a sickly pensioner to death in his home during a boozy row, a court heard. Natalia Woolley allegedly kicked, punched and stamped on 69-year-old client Winston Fernandez on an escort visit to his suburban house.
You might have asked for that.
She left the reclusive alcoholic's lifeless body slumped against a bed before fleeing and trying to cover her tracks, jurors were told.
Bloody hell.
His decomposing body. I like that, decomposy. Police should start using that.
So much time.
Yeah. Decomposing bodies.
Decomposing bodies. I'll start driving around again. I'll just reverse up. Here we go. Ready?
And... Jenny in a front... No!
Oh, shit. I am... Guys, one of you is going to have to take the rep for this. I've got points on my license. Shit.
Adam!